This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Going to the Show, and I'm just a regular guy. Well, with the upcoming Chicago mayoral runoff election, I find it very disturbing that neither of the candidates is addressing the issue that when it happens, it's going to change our lives forever. And the issue I'm talking about is the impending space alien invasion and occupation that is all laid out in this new movie called Captive State. It shows you what it's going to be like when the aliens take over, and it all takes place right here in the city of Chicago. And let me tell you something, it won't be good. But the question at hand today, is the movie any good? Well, for a sci-fi apocalyptic dystopia that happens in our city, it ain't bad. It's dark, it's gritty, maybe a little hard to follow. They don't tell you too much in this movie, although they do throw a lot of stuff at you. But what kept me interested through all of the plottage was what these space aliens do to the city of Chicago. They're living under downtown, okay? They call it the closed zone, and it's walled off for humans. Nobody can go in there. Nobody really knows what these aliens are up to. They don't show themselves very often, but when they do, they look like hairy porcupines. And they call themselves the legislators. The human resistance, they call them the roaches. They park their spaceships in the lake, where they have in-and-out privileges constantly taking off and landing. You thought Migs Field was disruptive? Ha! But they've set up a human occupational government to keep order, with compliant politicians and police doing their bidding. Guys like Kevin Dunn as the commissioner and John Goodman as the police commander, and they are in constant battle with the resistance that's centered in Pilsen. Used to be in Wicker Park, but they leveled that, so now it's in Pilsen. And the movie, basically, it's cops versus rebels, with everybody afraid of the aliens downstairs. The Park District will be pleased to know that Soldier Field survives for big unifying rallies where a guy whips the crowd up and high school bands reenact the first contact. I don't think they charge admission for this, okay? But the movie is mostly rebellion and bomb throwing against the human authorities. Alien action, it's at a minimum, so don't go there expecting Independence Day or nothing like that. It's more of a paranoid thriller that could be about any kind of repressive government you choose. But what makes it worth watching is that it was filmed in Chicago on real streets and real neighborhoods, and even though this future is dark and gray, you gotta like the local color. It's Captive State. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Get those at 93XRT.com. You can get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.